Good morning. It's Saturday, August 15th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, Luigi Mangione has admitted killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The 28-year-old pleaded guilty to federal charges in a Manhattan court on Friday, admitting he shot Thompson in December 2024 as he arrived at a hotel. Mangione told the court he planned the attack and traveled to New York after learning about UnitedHealthcare's investor conference. He said his experiences with the healthcare system influenced his decision. Federal prosecutors recommend a sentence of 24 to 30 years, although the judge said Mangione could receive life in prison. He also faces separate state charges in New York, where prosecutors intend to continue the case. Thompson's family called the plea an important step toward justice. Mangione is due to be sentenced in December. Another news, Donald Trump is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to let construction continue on his White House ballroom. The $400 million project has been ordered to stop unless Congress approves it. The Trump administration argues the ballroom is needed for large events and improved security, and says it is privately funded. Solicitor General D. John Sauer called the stop work order dangerous, saying construction is already 65% complete. The National Trust for Historic Preservation, which challenged the project, accused the administration of trying to outrun the courts. The White House began demolishing the East Wing last year without congressional approval, triggering the legal battle. Chief Justice John Roberts has ordered the trust to respond by Tuesday. The Supreme Court will now consider whether construction can continue. Around the world, a NATO fighter jet has shot down a drone after it entered Latvian airspace. The unidentified drone was intercepted over Latvia on Friday as Ukrainian attacks targeted Russian ports near St. Petersburg. Two Italian Eurofighter jets and two Turkish F-16s were scrambled after the drone was detected. Latvian soldiers later searched for debris near Rugaji, about 35 kilometers from the Russian border. Latvian military spokesperson Iveta Berzina said authorities could not yet determine where the drone came from because the area had not been fully searched. Russia reported shooting down Ukrainian drones during the same overnight attacks. The incident adds to growing concern over drones crossing into NATO airspace as the war in Ukraine continues. Another news. Taiwan's parliament has finally approved the island's delayed annual budget, including major drone spending. Opposition lawmakers passed the 2026 budget after months of political disputes, cutting about $1.5 billion from the government's original proposal. However, roughly $63 billion earmarked for drones was approved without cuts. President Lai Ching-te said budget oversight was an important constitutional responsibility, but urged lawmakers to return to professionalism, reasonableness, and proportionality. Taiwan wants to expand its drone capabilities as it faces growing military pressure from China, which claims the island as its territory. The government is also preparing next year's budget, which is expected to include a 16% increase in defense spending. The latest vote highlights both Taiwan's security concerns and its deep political divisions. Another news. A powerful earthquake has killed at least 5 people in Indonesia and triggered a brief tsunami warning. The magnitude 7.7 quake struck off the island of Flores shortly before 5 a.m., local time on Saturday, at a depth of about 15 kilometers, east Nusa Tenggara. Governor Emmanuel Melquiades Laka Lena said the victims were killed by collapsing rubble while asleep. Strong aftershocks followed, including one measuring 6.1. About 2,000 people were evacuated in Nagakeo, while buildings were damaged in several areas. At Maumere Port, falling concrete injured or endangered passengers, as some people fled toward higher ground. Indonesia's disaster agency urged residents to stay away from damaged buildings and coastal areas. Search and rescue teams are continuing to assess the damage. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.